If you'd like to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, we're going to read four verses there here in just a moment. 2 Timothy chapter 4. You know, Paul several times in his life pointed to himself and said, use me as an example. Watch what I do and then that you do the same thing. And that's what you need to do to be acceptable to God. So let's look at a few verses here. We'll start with verse number 1. Verse 1 really kind of sets the stage as to why he's telling us all these things. He says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Normally we go right into the next verse and start talking. But the whole premise here of this chapter starts with him talking about Jesus is coming back. And he's going to judge those at that last day. Let's jump down to verse number 6 though. This is another time when Paul is looking back on his life, kind of late in life, and he says, I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. He realizes the end of his life is coming. He won't be around much longer. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. So here Paul, reflecting at the end of his life, is looking forward to what's coming. And of course, if you've lived a righteous life, then we get to live with the Lord in heaven. Well, what does that have to do with us? Well, Christ is still coming back. At some point, he is coming. Can you say the same thing Paul said? Have you lived your life in such a way that you have a surety that when Christ comes back, that there is a crown of life laid up for you? If not, then I ask that you come forward and make your life right tonight. Don't wait another minute. Make your life right. Go home with the same knowledge that Paul had, knowing that you have the crown of life while we stand and sing.